It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cool, boobs, awesome.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, we're just a little band out of Boston. J-H-J, Los Angeles. Yes, we're BYOB Friday. It's Mike and Buzz and Rob and BDK from Fox 5 and the Junkies Show. BDK, in 30 seconds, give us the review of both Hulk and The Happening.
All right, Happening is ruined by the trailers. If you've seen the trailers on TV,
when you say ruined, you mean it's better in the trailers than it is, or it gives everything away in the trailers?
Gives away everything in the trailers. Okay. If you go online to YouTube and type in The Happening Red Band Trailer,
right,
watch that. You don't need to see the movie.
You've seen the movie.
They give you everything.
All right.
2.5 out of 5 for that.
So when you actually saw the movie, you didn't like it at all?
No, because you knew everything that was coming up. And it's M. Night Shyamalan's first rated R movie, and you expect them to, like, you know, go full out on this, and they ruin everything in the marketing.
Okay.
And it was terrible.
Which is really a criticism. I mean, the worst, as far as I'm concerned, is when you see a movie that's going to be coming up in a month, and literally they have to give you every plot element.
Yeah.
And it happens more and more. It seems like it's happening more and more now.
Too much.
But more with comedies, I think. They give all the jokes away.
They give the gags away, and that's just BS.
There's nothing worse than that. And the reason they do it nowadays is because it's so hard to get people in seats. They try to, like, you know, lure you in with all that crap. They don't care what you really think about the movie.
But if you stack it up against...
Do you understand that, Mike?
I do. I'm understanding what he's saying.
It's the business of show.
I've had a lot of green bottles,
I understand.
That might be why I'm understanding. Him, but
I'm being mocked right now.
When you're talking, you know, Robin joins
you. If you have to ask.
But The Happening, stack it up against like a Cloverfield, it's not even close.
Cloverfield is a masterpiece compared to this.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right.
So stay
now,
away from that.
I've read lots of good reviews about The Incredible Hulk, even though it's not the kind of movie, it's not my cup of tea.
Right.
Action adventure, I'm not sure I want to go see
another
it.
Comic book.
Well, here's the deal, because the first one Ang Lee did in 2003, it was god awful. Oh, it was a piece of crap.
Oh, Ang Lee!
It was very, very, very bad.
Is it going to make a big green man?
You're not drinking. A note to Rob Spiewak for Monday's show. Please to provide some sort of Asian music or sound effect for Monday's show. Music.
Absolutely.
Music we go to it an awful lot.
Duh.
You realize how much we do that? How many times
does
the show
do we go? Well, because they're taking over, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much. Rob Spiewak, he's here all week.
I'm sober.
How was your protein shake?
It was great.
When do you start talking about that, like on the
radio? I think
the
buy starts next week.
Okay.
I think.
Rob's on a new diet. He just started yesterday, and he'll be talking about it next week.
Rob's going by next week.
All I do is drink thick brown beverages.
Like drinking shakes and eating bars all day long.
Is it whey protein or is it...
It's way cool.
Way cool.
All right, without further ado, so Incredible Hulk, we're out of our 30 seconds.
I really did like it a lot. Edward Norton did a great job, 4 out of 5 for that.
Rob, do we have music to bring our final 3 Buzz Babes in?
Michael.
Let's do it.
Thank you very much. God, you're on it. There you go. All right, let's bring our final 3 Buzz Babe candidates in here.
Wow.
Right, enter and sign in, please. We have a chair for you. And a chair here and a chair. You can sit right here. Hi there. Oh.
The first of the final
was
3.
Were they instructed to do that?
With a kiss for Mike.
Yeah. Oh, Beth Ann, that's so tacky.
Hey, Megan. Welcome.
But now I'm embarrassed.
And a kiss for me.
Bo's, thank you very
this
much.
Bo's
not,
roommate.
Not that please. I mind getting. This is
Bo's
whoopty effing do, BDK.
Have a seat.
She's
Megan.
A beautiful woman. That's all I care about. All right, we need to rearrange the microphones
for
a second.
Yeah, you want to swap one over, right. Mike? Yeah,
time for swapping, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi. She has a bone to pick with me, apparently.
I do have a bone.
Hi, Megan. Megan has a bone to pick with BDK.
Hey, Beth Ann. Thank you. I've actually enjoyed it. Made me feel kind of special.
Megan.
It really did.
Strangers.
Megan?
On your recommendation.
I know. I hated The Strangers.
Hi, Megan, host of the show, over to your left. Hi. Hi, how's it? You guys having a nice chat over there? You enjoying that?
They were filling while you were talking to Beth Ann.
What's that? We're doing one at a time. One at a time, Beth Ann. Beth Ann! One at a time. We have to interview Megan here. Hi, Megan. Step up to the microphone, please. Where are you from?
Great Falls, Virginia.
Great Falls. Nice. Wonderful. And you've always wanted to be a Buzz Babe, isn't that right?
Always.
And how have you found your dealings with Mr. Burbank?
Fantastic.
He's just a fantastic guy.
Professional, right?
Yes. Very
and
true.
Did
very
Beth Ann tell you to kiss me on the cheek when you came into the studio? Yes, she did. Now
yes,
you're lying.
Did.
You can't lie to me. It's not a good way to start the relationship.
I would never lie.
You will
are you Irish?
Yes.
Wow, I love hot Irish girls. You are a hot Irish girl.
Well, thank you.
Well, congratulations on being a Buzz Babe candidate. We're going to have a major announcement regarding the Buzz Babes before the end of today's show.
That's exciting.
Very, very
the
special.
The announcement is I'm getting a divorce.
And you know BDK, of course.
Yes, I do.
How
now,
you, doing, Megan?
You are, as he mentioned, you are the roommate of Bo.
Yes.
Bo, for those of you that might not know,
fantastic.
Was up on MikeOMaraShow.com when he put the preparation H all over his body. You live... What?
Beth Ann says Bo is fantastic.
He is one of the funniest people I know.
Beth Ann, after the third...
You got to get out more.
After the third beer, after the third beer, I cannot process Beth Ann talking in my headphones. It makes me too crazy. There's some headphones there for you.
If you'd like to wear them.
Hey, Beth Ann, stop it! You're driving me nuts with that, please.
Has Bo ever creepily like walked in on you when you're taking a shower or anything like that?
No, never. He's a complete gentleman.
Bo has been your roommate for how long?
I've known him for about 12 years, and he's been my roommate for a month and a half.
A month and a half. All right. What do you think of young Bo?
He's fantastic. He's hilarious. He makes me laugh more than anybody I know.
And me too.
I swear to God.
All of us, really.
All right, let's bring in our next Buzz Babe contestant.
Let's do it.
Candidate, not contestant. This is not a contest.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
That's
right. To be honest, these ladies already have the gig. Uh-oh, I just tipped my hand.
You did.
I know. That's all right. This is McKetsie.
It sure is.
McKetsie right there in the black chair. Well, oh, my God.
Look welcome, McKetsie.
Look at the
Buzz. How are we doing, Mike?
Thanks.
Buzz, I am delighted.
You can if you like.
I am. Okay. Look at these gorgeous women.
Aren't we blessed? Isn't this just the luckiest, most
getting,
wonderful
thing
in the world?
Are we getting photos of
my
all this?
My mom picked out my outfit for me.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
That is absolutely stunning. Now, I should mention...
Take it easy, Beth Ann.
The Sorry. Buzz Babes from the Mike O'Mara Show will be making promotional appearances throughout the year.
Yes.
Sometimes with us, sometimes without us.
Sometimes
that's the way
charity.
It's going to work. What are you laughing at and why are you laughing at me right now?
Beth Ann just hit me in the head with my microphone because she was staring at McKetsie.
You can't talk
really
to me.
Cruel.
You cannot talk to me in the headphones anymore. I
know,
swear to God.
You hate it, don't you?
Well, I hate it like when I'm sober, but now I've had like four beers and I can't stand it.
Sorry.
All right, let's speak to McKetsie.
She's not really sorry.
Another... McKetsie, you are from where?
I am from Great Falls, Virginia.
Also, do you guys know each other?
Oh, very
Megan
well.
Is my best friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
so
convenient.
You decided to get together and do this. All right.
Yes, we did carpool.
Wonderful.
How did you know that?
So nice, and the junkies never snatched you up. I think that's fantastic. This is wonderful. And,
oh, they could never tear us away from the Buzz Burbank and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, my God. Never see. In their wildest
that's
dreams.
Sweet. That's nice. Thank you very much.
I know.
We're honored, and we really thank you for doing it.
Yeah, I like you, Buzz. Don't you like it how Buzz takes the compliment legitimately?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm over here, you know, even with four beers, just going, oh, you are so full of crap.
Buzz thinks right. He's David Niven today.
I know. He's doing a great job. And you, of course, have met BDK also.
Yes, I have. He's quite charming. Have you seen his beautiful blue eyes?
No, but I've heard that he has another characteristic that he likes to show people.
Mike,
why do you bring that up all the time? What? I don't bring
you're
that up all the
don't
time. I am not, you little son of a bitch.
Don't
I'm
sass the host.
Four beers I got in my belt there,
it's
pal.
It's in his name, BDK.
BDK. Yeah, that's how he got his name and all that. McKetsie, is there anybody you would like to say hello to today in Radio Land? This is your opportunity to come on. I just snorted. I swear to God, I just went.
You're fine.
is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
We've
actually,
all had a big day.
I did hear it a little bit, but it's okay. It was sexy.
What's that?
I heard
the snort was sexy?
It was sexy. Don't
it was sexy
worry.
Snort.
Why do I just
feel like the other shoe's going to drop? Megan, I'll ask you the same question. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Oh, I'd like to say hello to my boyfriend and my mom and my dad.
What is your boyfriend's name?
Sherwin.
Sherwin?
Of course.
Sherwin.
When Sherwin calls, I am not slow.
Hip, hip, hip. Last name Williams.
Now, you ladies have gotten an adult beverage as well.
Oh, I would like one, actually. I'm quite thirsty right now.
BDK. Could you get her a beer, please?
Yes, sir. That'd be great. We'd appreciate that.
Ladies, part.
As a matter of fact, I need a refill as well.
No problem.
Would you like a beer or
BDK,
some vodka?
I'm kidding. We have interns
else?
To do that.
Actually,
you know, that's all right.
You know,
your guest.
Margarita might be
a margarita. We have those.
Do we have margaritas?
Thanks to Allie. Allie brought some wonderful margarita mix.
Yes, she did.
What is it, Buzz?
Margarita mix.
Margarita mix.
I do want to mention that tonight we're going to be traveling through A1 Luxury Limousine. Guarantees great service. Price match. And they are, what is great service price match?
Great because service, and they'll match any price.
I mean, this is just...
Mike, they're bonded.
McKetsie, would you hand that copy to Rob? Rob, you tell me whether I'm right or wrong. Rob and I always have copy discussions.
And correct me if
Rob,
I'm wrong.
Rob, I think I'm right. Bad copy or not bad
don't
copy?
Don't they also accept same-day reservations?
They do. I think, there is a comma, Mike. I think what they're saying here is that they guarantee great service, and they also guarantee price matching.
Ah.
They'll match anybody's price.
You agree with me that you would have thrown the ING... on the end of that
I would.
Match.
This is not good copy.
Thank you.
Who wrote
Thank
it?
Thank you very much. I'm not... Is she working today?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
You should fire them.
Also, no,
I agree.
No, we can't do that.
You can't fire
we
her.
We cannot do that. That's the executive producer of the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Oh,
well, then I take that back.
We will be heading to the Front Page restaurant tonight, 4201 Wilson Boulevard in Arlington. Right. That's across from Boston Mall, the best crab cakes in town. Front Page, Arlington.com, 703-248-9990. Here's what we need. Now, here's the Buzz Babe concept came up at the very beginning of the show. I was talking to Buzz, and I said, you know, the junkies have the junkettes. We need the similar thing in the afternoon.
A cheerleader.
We want to have cheerleaders for the show.
Spokes models, too.
You know, Buzz, in I have to give you credit. You delivered on this by networking with these beautiful women, getting these women to participate. The Buzz Babes will be doing promotional appearances for the show,
right.
for our show.
Right.
But also, we need some stuff. And we really do. If we're going to have, what is this?
We'd love uniforms, clothing,
that's
costumes.
That's the margarita for McKetsey.
For the women who take part in this.
We're
going to do some charity things.
And here's the deal. This is important to me.
Okay, yes. Everybody
we
listen.
We need.
This is important.
Shut up, Rob.
No, I'm helping.
Rob, I swear to God, shut up.
No laughing.
Listen.
Everybody.
All right, listen.
Quiet.
This is very, very important. All right?
Hey there. This is Katie, and I have a great ass.
All right.
Hey, it's going to be a scorcher.
I'm going to play all...
I don't like spam!
No, I'm not going to do that. All right, what?
We have one more babe to meet.
Oh, we have to meet one more babe.
That's
all right.
Right.
Then I'll do the whole pitch for all the stuff we need. And Megan and McKetsey and our next Buzz Babe candidate can give us a little feedback on what is required because, you know, a team needs its uniforms
team.
And its supplies.
Team!
Let's bring in
Tell
our next Buzz
need.
Babe.
This is exciting.
Hello,
la la la.
Aren't you lovely? Have a seat right there.
Yes, she is, Mike, to answer your question. All the way from Baltimore, Maryland. Pageant winner, Kaz.
Hi, Kaz. How are you?
Hi, Kaz.
All right, now we need that microphone over to Kaz. Hi, Kaz.
Hi.
Now, where are you from, Kaz?
I'm originally from California.
Originally from California. Yes. Thank you very much. A delightful African-American added to the Buzz Babes.
Isn't that great?
Yes, you can
call
me Token.
Oh, yes, the Token.
No.
We have
no.
our Token. We are very, very excited. And is there anybody you want to say hello to today?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Kaz, yes. Thank you for coming all this way. Now, I understand you've been a pageant winner?
I'm not a pageant winner.
No?
I compete in pageants. Haven't won yet.
Where do I get these stories?
I don't know.
Same way you prepare the news, Buzz.
You look like a pageant winner in that dress on the website.
From her radiating.
Thank
beauty.
You. My mom took that picture.
Now, here's nice. Something. I heard, and I'm not going to mention who said the caddy thing up there at the console, but it was said before that you guys are actually all getting along very well, and everybody seems to like each other. Is that
yes.
true? And is that because everybody's just met each other, and it'll only take like a few minutes before everybody starts...
No.
Go ahead, McKetsey. You can jump in.
McKetsey?
I think it's because everybody's just so sexy that, you know, you just want to get along with everybody
it's a club.
Who's just so good-looking.
I would
looking.
Agree.
Who wouldn't want to get True. Along with other good-looking women?
We all right? need sexy girlfriends.
BDK, what are you making of this? I mean, you've been around the junkettes and all that. This is pretty phenomenal, isn't it?
I'm not going to lie. This is strong.
Thank you.
Buzz, I was going to say, you just missed us over there feeling
Buzz?
Each other's boobs.
Well, we were talking about this off the air.
Really?
Wow.
What?
You were having a boob feel?
Well, one of them has a fake boob, so we're just...
Oh, that's okay.
Save that for in the studio.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's wonderful.
I'm definitely jealous I missed out on that.
Oh, dear.
As am I, guess.
I've died and gone to heaven, seriously.
Wow.
Buzz, you turned this around so fast.
Seriously, Buzz. Well, I had some good help and some good luck.
Oh, you got a present. All right.
Oh, how nice.
Very nice. You brought a present. What do we have here?
Look at this.
Now, I've seen this before.
What is it?
A Spanish liqueur, Cuarenta.
Now, what is it? I've seen this. They have this in the cabinet. I think Big O and Dukes have had this on their show before.
Oh, they've had everything.
Tell us about this. What is this hooch? Tell me about it. I've seen this. I've seen this floating around here.
They should know that hooch means booze, not what they think it means.
I thought it was the bad thing.
You got a big laugh.
I said it.
I know I did.
It's okay. Doesn't matter.
The bicycle of booze.
What kind of liqueur is this?
It's the Spanish liqueur.
Into the microphone,
it's a
please.
Spanish liqueur. It's more like a kind of like vanilla sweet.
Ooh,
sweet
that sounds food. Good, doesn't it?
Shall I open it?
Open it,
Let's
Mike.
Open it. Right.
Is it something you drink straight? What do you do with this liqueur?
You can drink it both. I like to sometimes I mix it up with some Sprite or heat it up.
That sounds good.
I believe if I indulged in this, I'd be like praying at the end of the night.
Well,
it's about time.
Sweet liqueurs,
it's not
yeah.
that bad.
All right, it's a little screw top. God love the screw tops. Let me take a whiff. Oh, it's very vanilla-y. It's very similar. What did Kristen have before? She had the... Does she have the same stuff?
Mambo.
Navon, Davon, something.
All right. Well, we might try this a little bit later, but I'm having beer right now.
Yeah. Probably not a good mix.
I've always heard it's best to start with beer, then move on to the sugary liqueur.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is BYOB Friday. We have all of our Buzz Babe candidates. Bring all of our Buzz Babes into the studio right now.
The rest of them in.
Kristen, the party has officially begun. And Rob, can we have some background music also? Because you can't have a proper party without a little background music. And
Rob has the best musical choices ever.
I know, but that
he
just
really does.
Now normally I would approve of that. Something a little bit more festive here.
All right,
okay.
Oh, this is what you listen to when you're having hooch.
God. Yes, this is hooch. We're enjoying it. Are you enjoying yourself, BDK?
Yeah, this is a little bit.
This is a lot of fun, isn't it? All right, here's the deal. We have our Buzz Babe candidates.
Oh,
hopefully,
my God. What is Rob doing?
What are you doing?
It's festive?
No, it's not festive. No, it's not. No,
can you give
better.
Me one adjective besides festive about what you want?
I want party background music.
I'm having a party.
Yeah, party background music.
All right, hold on. This is the worst song choice.
Hello,
of all
Drew.
Time.
What are you doing, Drew?
A package has arrived for Allie.
Her photo.
Oh, Allie brought photos.
Naked?
I don't think so.
Nude?
Yes.
Really?
Was I not supposed to say that?
Oh, my. Oh, I just saw it. No, I saw Megan
too,
with a little
sorry.
Look after
letters
that.
From the government.
I saw that, Megan. That was an eye roll. I saw an eye roll.
There was
I
no
did.
Eye
yes,
roll.
There was. There was an eye roll. I swear.
Liar.
Liar! All right. What do we have, Rob?
This chair is going to.
We have something to fill the time frame.
All right. I'm just listening carefully.
This will be fine.
I want to mention that on Monday's show, we are like going to be having a guy on that's talking about Bigfoot.
Thanks, Mike. We have Kristen, Allie, Megan, Ketzie, and Kaz in the studio with us today.
All right, here is the deal.
Let's talk about Bigfoot.
Are you ready for the party?
I'm ready. What
I'm ready.
Mm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Perfect. Appreciate that. Joe Artinger, is that Joe's call?
It was Joe's call,
thanks,
yes.
Thanks, Joe. Here's what we need. We have our candidates right now. About five of the 11 Buzz Babe candidates that Buzz has weeded out over the last couple of weeks. What are you going to say? What?
Nothing. I was excited with the drum hit. I thought you'd enjoy that.
I'm talking it up a little bit. We are going to be formalizing our relationship with the Buzz Babes.
Yes,
tonight.
Please.
We're going to be at the Front Page Restaurant in Arlington.
Join us.
But what we also are going to need, we need a look. We need a uniform. We need a team look.
Clothing,
here's
costumes,
the deal.
Uniforms.
When the Dallas,
I agree too.
The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Right.
It wasn't just that they were hot.
Mm-hmm.
It was that they had the single most recognizable outfit.
Brilliant.
In the history
right.
of marketing.
We must do the same.
And I see no reason, and excuse me for flailing my hands.
Well, I like
around.
That. It's all right.
I see no reason why we cannot have someone that is a designer, that works for a clothing house, that works for one of these many people that contact us on a daily basis, mm-hmm. why we can't have the smokinest, best outfit. Now, I'm not just talking about cotton or something that's, you know, thin or high and
spangles,
tight.
You want
I'm
spangles?
Talking, I just want clever.
Cowboy hats?
I want creative cowboy hats.
Tight shirts, though.
Sexy and classic.
Well, everything's going to be tight.
Yeah. Tight.
Everything's going to be tight and
yes,
revealing
please.
And all that.
Like my wardrobe.
Yeah. But I'm looking for something special.
My mom always says boobs and thighs.
Boobs and thighs.
My mom says that, too.
I want some short skirts.
Are you ready for the emphasis now? Boobs and thighs emphasize.
Look at that on the back of the shirt.
Okay.
I really don't think that I'm asking too much. These ladies have made the effort to come down here.
Thank you.
We have the other 6 to 7 ladies that are going to be participating in this
right.
also. When you go out and you are representing this show, I want these outfits to be the best outfits that Megan, what was so funny?
These are beautiful,
are
classy
they're
women.
Slackers
I have,
they're not here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have our
I
first
agree.
Troublesome
we're committed
Buzz
and they're slackers.
Are you committed? Yeah, are you committed?
We are Woo! Oh so committed.
Mike, you're
gonna
forgetting.
I'm going to be watching you.
Oh, and I'm watching you.
That's in a, like, in a fatherly way.
You're forgetting her boyfriend's
you
name.
Bo?
Sherwin.
She's dating a guy named Sherwin.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mike, you forgot that.
I appreciate you giving me the heads up on that, BDK.
Isn't he like an accelerator pedal to fun, Mike?
Yes, he is.
I'm talking about Kevin. Rob, I swear to God, I wish you could have a couple of drinks today because then I could watch you.
You too?
Eviscerate BDK today.
We'll kill him later.
BDK, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the ladies in this room?
Oh, my God. Probably 10.
Thank you very
hands
much.
Down. Thank you. I think if I said anything else, I get flogged.
These
publicly.
Are
now.
Probably.
Now, look, I'm talking about it, but I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. This is just what I want for the show. Mm-hmm. I'll go around the room. Do you guys, what does the team require?
What do you mean?
What do you guys think the team, the Buzz Babe team, when you go out to your appearances, besides great outfits, and we have to have the best.
Sexy,
I mean,
classy outfits.
I'm not talking about little T-shirts and stuff. I'm talking about the best.
For sexy, classy women.
What do you think is going to be required? Do you have any thoughts on what we can do to help the team out here? Outside of paying you for your appearances.
I'm not really sure. I'd like to think that something, you know, it's not just about the looks. It's about, you know, the charisma as
the
well
attitude.
Of a woman. It's about the attitude that you get.
W-O-M-A-N.
So it's not always about what you show on a woman, but what a man wants to see.
Nicely
right.
said.
And I, what I
hold
mean.
On. Quiet, please.
She rehearsed.
Can you turn
this.
Up number four, please?
It's up.
Can you repeat what you just said?
Say that again.
It's not about.
It's not always about what you want to show, but what a man wants to see.
very, very.
Mike loves his drop.
Hey, Joe, good with the music, Joe. Have you all met Joe Artinger, ladies and gentlemen?
There he is.
There he is.
Hi,
Joe Artinger.
Hi, Joe.
Host of Joe Radio. That is Saturday night, 9 o'clock, right here on WJFK in Washington, D.C.
And pretty
any
soon
other...
he'll be searching for his own girls called the Joe Host.
Joe Host.
He would.
All right, what else do we need?
Well, I was definitely going to say, you know, I've been around the modeling industry and promotional industry for a very long time now.
This
and the most important thing for a company or an individual hiring models is, you know, if you treat us really, really good, mm-hmm. we're going to treat you really, really good, and we're going to give you the results and the things that you need, like 150%. You know?
So sorry. That
yeah.
sound effects seem to, well, I
can. I love you,
Kessie.
I have a tendency to cause that. On
hold
people.
On a second. McKetsey and Megan had a moment there. Do you two, are you
I just
friends?
Want to make out real quick and,
well,
you know,
are you
commercial?
Friends?
You know, we tried it for a while, but it wasn't really
oh
for us.
God.
But you did experiment a little bit?
For a little bit, but it wasn't really for us, so we never really took it too
are you
seriously.
Close that way at all? Or?
We are close.
It doesn't really have to be for you two.
She and I aren't roommates.
No?
No. No, but maybe we should be.
Really?
I can't
I
tell if she's
feel
being serious.
Alice.
Hold on. BBK, Kristen was going to say something, and you screamed.
Uh-oh.
No screaming is left. Yes, Kristen. Yes.
I got to feel Allie's boobs today.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And I am unbelievably happy about it.
Oh,
they're
my.
Perfect.
Allie, can
Rob,
you feel your boobs?
More,
go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Can I feel too?
More music?
Yeah,
more
go ahead.
Music, please.
Oh God,
yes.
Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Spectacular.
All right. Oh, now McKetsie is making her way to the other side of the studio.
I feel like we're on Howard Stern right now, you know?
Thank
the Howard Stern, we'd
that's
be
great.
Naked.
All right, that's good. Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
These are, like, nice. That's
lovely. Lovely.
They're
that's
like
it.
Nice.
It's very, very
taking
nice.
Taking a turn, hasn't
they're,
it?
They're perfect for stress.
We have a call from Maryland. Let's go to Jack, who has an idea for the uniforms. Jack, and ladies, put your headphones on so you can hear the callers.
Hey,
okay?
I was just thinking as far as outfits for them, I think the schoolgirl outfit would satisfy everybody.
Yeah, but, you know, the schoolgirl outfit, I think that's like a lightning rod in many cases. You know, it really
I'm
is.
I'm too old for schoolgirl.
Too old for schoolgirl. We'll take it under advisement. Let's go to John in Sacramento. John, you've got an idea for uniforms for the Buzz Babes.
I do. Great BYOB show today, Mike.
Thank you very much. We're having a good time, and it's just starting to ramp up right now. It'll be ramping up later on at the front page in Arlington. We hope we see you there.
Okay, here's the concept.
Here it comes.
Skin tight.
Yes.
Very small.
Yes.
Gold corduroy shorts.
Corduroy is out, baby.
So okay. We can chase.
Again, but slower.
Oh. And a teeny tiny, severely altered Christmas sweater.
I'm putting you on hold. You get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt,
that's
John.
Funny.
That was awesome. Thank you very much. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You got an idea for uniforms.
Yeah, hey, Mike. I think the show's wonderful. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Good morning, man. This is fantastic. It's
hey,
beautiful.
On the uniforms, what do you think about... now, I'm not going to talk about the top. Let's talk about the bottom.
Buzz, hold on. Dude. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Buzz, show business.
Yes.
We're going to pass that on in the air,
right,
okay?
We'll do that.
Just get that back.
All right.
Everybody's forgetting this is radio. Go ahead, Kurt.
All right, how about they wear the blue jean Daisy Duke shorts with a Buzz Babe do-rag hanging out of it.
Do-rag. Yeah.
I'm almost thinking that we should have a contest
But, I mean, can people, like, submit with a sketch or something like that? Could that be done? And would that be too tedious to have people submit? Or just maybe write us an email with ideas.
100 words or less.
For the,
you, for your the Bob Mackey's out there design something.
We got
for
people that are into that all the time. I mean, we have Project Runway. That's a very
right.
popular show.
Sure.
You want to come up with a concept for ideas, we'd like to hear from you. Let's go to Ben in Weston. Ben, where is Weston?
I'm in Reston, Virginia.
Reston. Okay, I guess Joe's having
a... Weston.
Joe, you kill me with that, brother. One little letter. Weston, there is a Weston, Connecticut. What can we do for you, Ben?
It sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun in there with those buzz babes today.
I don't think we're having a good time at all, are we?
No.
Not at all. No.
Sounds
terrible.
Miserable, Mike.
It's
miserable.
It's really
all
a terrible
these women
way.
Are so hideous.
Well, listen,
horrible
thinking,
day to make my living.
I'm thinking, you know, if you remember the last time I called in, it was an idea about, you know, getting the hypnotist back in to talk to Beth Ann
yes.
and then get the hookers back in. So I think that the whole
the
equation
hookers.
Here.
What hookers?
Wait, Ben, what are you talking
about?
Hookers?
Referring to?
Wait, what
remember,
are you talking
you
about?
No, you were saying that you needed to censor Beth Ann's censorship, and you were yelling and saying you're going to bring hookers in the next
day. Yeah, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's move on right now. We're going to I had no idea what
I'm
he was talking about.
No dice.
All right, we're going to we've got another idea. Come on, got to move through those calls quicker. I got to take John from Sacramento. What are we talking to him about? 3, 2, 1. Let's go to Steve in Potomac. Steve, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you?
Mike, great show. Got an idea.
Yes,
stay
sir.
With the Mike theme. Black leather vest for the girls and chaps.
I will throw that out there. The biker slight leather theme. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I will see them. You know, because you know, I know what the powers of the bee at the radio station are going to say about leather. You know, leather, ka-ching, ka-ching,
right.
too expensive.
Can they pull that off, though, the biker
leather.
Looking?
What do you mean?
That would be no leather.
I think that's like an older look, though, the biker babe look.
Yeah, the biker babe look is an older look for these
like,
younger ladies.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but leather always seems to me... You know,
well,
I'm just right
I
now. I'm thinking cat suitish.
I think I have to be honest. I think we could pull off any look you gave us.
I think
oh,
you're right.
I agree.
Yeah, yes, I've definitely been told that I could pull off a burlap sack. So
yeah, baby. All right. Well, all right. Turn down the music. We got to take a quick break. Buzz, are you up for the two Buzzcasts that you're going to have to do in the next
I'm
hour?
I'm absolutely ready.
Now, ladies, you get to all stay in here. The party continues.
Yes.
Of course, we'll be at the front
Yay.
Page tonight, and we're going to have the news with your mentor. There he is, Buzz Burbank, the man that made this all happen.
Oz.
We're going to come back.
Buzz.
He is the
we
great and powerful
Buzz.
Oz.
Oz Burbank.
And during that, we will also, all the people that are calling us about uniforms, stay on hold. We will talk to you, 877-365-3636. We're here with the Buzz Babes, and we will also have the Buzz Newscast and your phone calls. When we come back, write this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.